that point in the season where it's a little bit dog days of college basketball.
Yeah.
You know, January, you got to fight through. You're into the Big Ten season here now. Are you about where you thought you would be with this cast?
You know, if this makes any sense, I'd say I'm a little behind where I thought I'd be and a little ahead. I looked at our schedule at the beginning of the year, and I didn't think the Big Ten would be quite this good top to bottom. Maybe not as good at the top, but top to bottom. Didn't think it'd have two key injuries. And, we've just come off a rough stretch where a lot of games and a lot of days, and other teams are going to go through this. So I'd say if I'm off, it'd be by one or two games, which isn't awful considering what we've been through. But at the same time, if I say that, that disappoints a lot of Spartan fans. Like, well, you didn't think you'd be undefeated? No, I didn't.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's three or four fans that are left like that. But I think everybody, especially in college basketball today, where almost every year you're rebuilding because guys are jumping out. So I don't think anybody expects perfection anymore.
Quite and you the take opposite. The tough schedules, too, every year. So they know that, you know.
Yeah, and I ask you every couple of years, so I guess it's time for me to ask you again. Do you ever rethink your philosophy of taking on the top teams in the country at the beginning of the season and throughout in some of those tournaments, which end up affecting your overall record sometimes because they're a little ahead of you, but give you the experience of playing against those top teams? You could pad your record all you wanted with weaker teams.
Sure. I think about it? I do once in a while because I thought more this year about when I played those teams, guys. You know, we just had some two trips to the West Coast. It wasn't who we played. It was the lack of practice time. And then we get in the Big Ten and we get kind of the schedule goes where we got these 16 days and we have six games. And that's so here's an example. We'll play seven games in 19 days. And then we'll play the second half five games in 20 or 21 days. You know, that's a big difference. So it's not who we played. I still think who you play. I mean, would I give up the memory of the aircraft carrier? No. Would I give up the memory of being on playing Kentucky in the tournament of champions or Duke or Kansas every year? No. I think that's great. I wish I'd do a little better job of figuring out, looking at a calendar. They said Al McGuire was great at this. He'd have a calendar in his office 3 years, and if he played a really good team, then he'd play a team that's not very good. You know, we don't always control it because TV controls so much of our stuff now. I wish I could do a little better job of that. But I still like playing them. Why not? It's what got me here. I might as well go out that way.
Well, you just got to get off the 64-63 number.
Yeah.
Because you lost to Gonzaga 64-63. You lost to Purdue 64-63. You just need to score 65 points. That's the key.
I've been working morning, noon, and night trying to figure out what to do. And in 1 minute, you told me.
That's what I'm here for, Tom. 65 points. That's the magic number.
Yeah.
One more bucket. Yeah. And they all count the same, by the way. You know, you can get it at the beginning. You don't have to get it at the end.
Yeah, and I'm in the Hall of Fame, and I couldn't figure that out, man. I appreciate you, damn it. I really do.
Yeah. Hey, I know you do.
Tom, I know we haven't talked to you since before Christmas, but I do got to bring up my favorite thing that you did this year. The game where you wore the Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
And you argue with the ref with that sweater on. I'm like, the ref can't not even be mad at Tom right now.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have that sweater?
He gave me my only tee of the year.
Just for the sweater.
Yeah. He gave it to you for the sweater, not for anything you said.
Well, I hope he thinks his outfit isn't so sexy either.
Good comeback.
That's all Campy's fault. Campy's got a charity, and he got more money because if he could convince a guy like me to do it, and Campy asked me to do something, I'd do it. And, he's a great guy, great coach, and does a lot for cancer. And so I did it. And even my mother kind of, what are you doing, you know?
Sorry,
Chet Heathco used to say, sooner or later, the game makes fools of us all.
Yep.
Well, I have my moment.
so how are you feeling going into February and March?
I feel good. I really do. I mean, we get a little break here. We actually had a day off yesterday, which was good. And you know, hopefully Malik Hall will be coming back within a week or so, and that would, you know, he's still my most versatile player. And you know what, guys, we've played pretty well. You know, we just had some stretches, and I think we've worn down a little bit. But I love my team as far as my guys. I love them. They're connected. They're, you know, we don't always do things perfect, but we played pretty good defensively. We've been stretches of offense have been good, but this league is no joke. I mean, there are so many good teams. There's not a night off, and who you play once and who you play twice is going to affect the schedule. And we've got a tough schedule. I mean, some of the bottom teams, we only play once. So, you know, we're just going to keep pounding through it. And somehow it's going to serve us well in the end, and that's really what I care about.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to it, and hopefully no more sweaters between now and the end of the year. And remember, 65, Tom. That's free advice, 65.
All right. From your two guys, next year, though, you always want me to come down around Christmas, you know, when you have your radio.
Right, do the radio thing,
please.
Yeah.
Okay, so next year I got to get down there.
Good, good, good.
And I'm buying you a sweater and me a sweater.
But you have to wear that sweater.
Yeah. Okay. Right? You show up, you know, and I'll put that 7th. Sweater on in front of the whole world.
December 7th.
Okay. I'll buy it.
Done deal.
And then we'll donate it. We'll auction it off. I'm sure it'll fetch a lot of money
or burn it.
Hey, you know the funniest thing about that? Let me close with this. So Mariucci, my buddy Mariucci calls me, and he does this thing for Special Olympics. He has a camp, and one of the guys called him and said they'd donate a ton of money if he could get that sweater. So I shifted out to Mooch, man, and he made money off me too. So everybody's making money off me.
Well,
he may be wearing the sweater. He tricks
yeah,
it. Yes.
As long as it's doing good for somebody. Yeah. Stay well. Go. Continue to coach well, and we'll talk to you real soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Tom Izzo from Michigan State. Yes. The Spartans as they continue to roll on. It's 760 WJR.